Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
What prosecutors told jurors in their opening statement at the federal trial of Boston mob boss James Whitey Bulger yesterday likely came as no surprise, but what the defense told them certainly did. Bulger's lawyers acknowledged he was a notorious criminal, that he made a fortune in a criminal enterprise that included drug dealing and corrupting law enforcement agents, and in turn, the defense said, the Department of Justice never prosecuted Bulger. WBUR senior reporter David Boeri reports on the first day of the long-awaited murder and racketeering trial of James Bulger.
Hard to believe that only 1 year, 11 months, and 23 days ago, James Whitey Bulger, described by the prosecution as this man over there, was living a life of ease in Santa Monica. Unknown to his neighbors as the man at the center of all this murder and mayhem. A hands-on killer, prosecutor Brian Leary told the jury. Softly and graphically, Kelly recounted a handful of sordid crimes that transfixed the jurors. He began with Bucky Barrett, who was kidnapped by Bulger, he said, chained to a chair, and made to come up with a ransom for his life, before Bulger told a joke and blew his brains out. Then Kelly told the story of Eddie Connors. Although Kelly did not realize it, Connors was killed 38 years ago to the day. His widow, Evelyn, was in the court with their two children.
Did you ever think this moment was going to come?
Never. No, I really didn't. I figured, maybe, but in reality, no. I didn't think it would ever come to this.
Connors was a well-liked tavern owner in Savin Hill in Dorchester, who bragged too loudly about helping his friend Whitey, the prosecutor said. While he was at a phone booth down the street, according to Prosecutor Kelly, Bulger and his associate Steve Fleming ran up with machine guns and opened fire. The image in the next day's papers and TV news showed a man crumpled like a marionette below a hanging receiver in amidst the shattered glass. Evelyn Connors had to live with that image.
How do you ever forget an image like that? People will never know.
That was the terror that this man over here inflicted, said Brian Kelly, naming 19 victims by name, as the personal photos of each of them came up on the monitors of the jurors. Now came J.W. Carney, attorney with a desperate cause, the defense of James Whitey Bulger. This man over there suddenly became Jim, who Carney portrayed as a victim of his own former associates, a den of lying, abhorrent killers who became cooperating government witnesses to save their own skin. They included former Bulger associate John Moderano, professional assassin, nicknamed the Butcher of Basin Street. Carney called Moderano the scariest criminal violent sociopath in Boston history. Moderano would say anything the government wants him to, and got a fabulous deal in doing so, according to Carney, just 12 years in prison for 20 murders. Some of the victims' families, here to see Bulger brought to justice, actually agree with the defense that the government needs to be held to account. Here's Tom Donahue, the son of murder victim Michael Donahue, murdered because he had agreed to give a ride to someone assaulted by a squad of killers.
You know, how Whitey was able to terror everybody for 30 years, murder, manipulate, extort, and not get in trouble at all. Why the government, the FBI, sat back and didn't do a damn thing about it.
The defense attorney, J.W. Carney, now had a surprise for the jurors. Rejecting denial, Carney embraced his client's criminality. He was a major criminal, Carney said. He made millions upon millions upon millions of dollars through bookmaking, loan sharking, and narcotics trafficking. And Bulger got away with it, Carney said, by buying off cops and FBI agents, like his handler, John Connolly. In a new assertion, Carney says, amongst Bulger's bribes to Connolly was one $50,000 payment. Connolly's lawyer in Florida, where the former agent is in prison, reacted with contempt.
Well, all I can say is Bulger's lying. Lying through his teeth.
Attorney Jim McDonald calls Bulger's defense outrageous.
When Whitey Bulger was arrested, we felt that perhaps there might be a modicum of honor knowing that John has taken the rap for the last 20 years, that he might have said the truth. But if he's making it up now, he's not telling the truth.
Carney repeated his previous insistence. Bulger was never an informant. That his handler, John Connolly, and the FBI made that up. And Bulger was protected only because he was corrupting the Justice Department. As proof, Carney says, Bulger was never prosecuted for a crime between the early 1970s and the 1990s, the time he was on the books as an informant. Bulger sat passively, apathetically. The only time his interest rose was when the prosecution showed surveillance photos of him and fellow mobsters in his salad days from the 1980s, when he was certainly more than he appears now, alone at the table with only one member of his family, his brother Jackie, in a bench reserved for Bulger family. For the family of Eddie Connors, it was Eddie's day. They thought here on the anniversary of his murder, he was looking after them. His son Tim, who was 5 months old when his dad was murdered, says of Bulger,
"I mean, I'm never going to get closure out of it, but just knowing that he's not going to die a free man is comforting."
The now self-described multi-million-dollar criminal, James Bulger, is promising more tales of those he corrupted back in the salad days of those surveillance photos from the 1980s. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.